A new social care and community health services hub's being built as part of the Mount Barker City Centre project. Community Living Australia is collaborating with Bourke Urban Investments to create the new $25 million centralised space for their operations. Chief Executive of the non-for-profit disability support service, Mark Kalinske, joins me now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jenny.
So this sounds like major news for your organisation.
Oh, it's fantastic news in terms of opening a pathway for people with disabilities in our community. We know for so long people with disabilities haven't been able to spend their NDIS funding in the hills, and this opens that opportunity up for people.
Yeah, so what's the plan?
Basically, we need a new head office space where we own a building rather than paying rent and throwing money out the door. It actually invests into the organisation's and people with disabilities' future. And so the idea is to have that space plus create space for other organisations to come in and offer services so people can buy therapy services and spend their NDIS funds.
Oh, right. Yeah. So what sort of work is it that you offer at the moment to people with disabilities?
The things that we do and what will be in the spaces will be a day service centre where people will have a hub to go in and plan activities, learn work skills, run a concierge service for the whole precinct, hopefully. Those sorts of activities, build skills around working in a cafe, whatever they want, really. And that'll be the launching place for those services. But also we will have services like OT, physio. We're trying to attract other providers to provide those services rather than people with disabilities having to travel to Adelaide.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it is a growing region, isn't it? So is this part of sort of the idea of it?
Yeah, look, annually there's around $22 million just in the hills alone that people have in their plans collectively to spend on therapy-based services, and they're not getting it. So that money's just kept by the federal government. What we need to do is unlock that. And by doing that, it also increases the opportunity for the general community to buy therapy services as well.
Great. So tell us more. Mark Kalinske is with us. He's the Chief Executive of Community Living Australia, who's working with Bourke Urban Investments on that new Mount Barker City Centre project. There'll be a major four-storey building to have a centralised space for people who need care, community, social care, that sort of thing. So what's the next step with the development, Mark?
Well, the next step is to go through all the approval process. So that's been lodged now as we speak, and hopefully, you know, that'll come back positive. I guess first blade of the shovel goes in, you know, probably mid next year, between March and mid next year, and then a year later, hopefully, we're moving in and offering services. And one of the things that we do know in Mount Barker is there's 1,000 new families every year going into Mount Barker. So we want to create the opportunity around workforce. So we'll work with a registered training authority to provide skills and training for people to work locally.
Oh, great.
And get jobs locally. So it's really important rather than travel down that freeway to Adelaide all the time.
Absolutely. And just looking at the images, we'll put them up on our website, but it looks as though it's quite a beautiful space.
Oh, look, it is. It's got to be warm, it's got to be welcoming, and it's got to fit with the community. And that's something that we've been very hot on and environmentally friendly as well.
Great. Oh, well, excellent. We'll keep an eye on that one, and hopefully all the regulations and everything go through all right. Thanks so much for your time today, Mark Kalinske.
Thanks, Jenny.